B'tachon for life, Shir 1246, Monday, Parshas Shlach. Today's Shir has been generously sponsored anonymously as a schus for Yeshua. The schus of Limud HaTorah and Chizik of all of the listeners, and the schus of all of the lives that have been changed, should Be'ezer Hashem send them a Yeshua Bekariv in everything that they do. We are discussing the concept of Tikva, which again, many things that we're talking about is not necessarily specifically for tikva. It applies to many further levels of bitachon. But we are laying the groundwork, Be'ezer Hashem, for further levels of bitachon. And it's important to understand, one of our listeners reached out last week, that we were discussing if a person has bitachon, and they see that other people do not see Yeshuas, and in their mind they think, if that person doesn't see the Yeshua, why should I see the Yeshua? We spoke about it last week. And this listener asked, let's say I myself had bitachon. I had the same situation and I didn't see a Yeshua. And now I'm faced with the situation again, or I'm still in the situation and I am persevering. I'm trying to hold on to my bitachon. But how can I tell myself that the bitachon will work if I didn't see the Yeshua last time? And the answer is really the same. First of all, we have to understand that bitachon gets compounded. When a person is able to hold on to their bitachon, even if they don't see Yeshua, and they still persevere, that bitachon is much, much more powerful than the initial bitachon. Bitachon that is built on what he perceives as failure. Meaning, if you think your bitachon doesn't work, even though it always does, like we explained, but you think it doesn't, and you still push on with your bitachon, that bitachon in the Ribbono Shel Olam is much, much more potent. And it has the ability to bring many, many more Yeshuas. So first of all, a person has to understand that even though they didn't see the Yeshua last time, it's compounded, and if they're able to hold on to their bitachon, whether it's a new situation or the same situation, Be'ezer Hashem, this will be an even more stronger reason that they should be zeichet to see the Yeshua. It's like the Sfarim explained the concept of Tzipisa LeYeshua by the Gullus of Klal Yisrael. We have to realize that even though the Geula did not come in the previous generations, still we have the ability to bring the Geula with our Tzipisa LeYeshua. With our anticipating the Yeshua, we can bring the Geula. Why, the Mefarshim explained, because our Tzipisa LeYeshua is compounded by the previous generation's Tzipisa LeYeshua. Even though they hoped for Mashiach and they didn't see it, and we still hope for Mashiach, that is much, much more powerful, and that can really bring Mashiach. And as the generations go further, it's not the pshat that it's harder to bring Mashiach. It becomes easier to bring Mashiach, because it's much more difficult to be mitzapeh LeYeshua. And if we're able to be mitzapeh, that's much more powerful to bring the Geula. That's one thing we have to keep in mind. That even if we didn't see the Yeshua last time or in a different situation, if we can hold on, the ability of that bitachon is much, much more. It can accomplish a much, much greater Yeshua. And therefore, there is more of a reason for a person not to chas v'shalom give up, even if they perceive as if the bitachon did not work last time. That's one way to approach it. We will be'ezer Hashem discuss this further.